Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Gimel, and we are up to the Ramah, where the Ramah says, Sudas Bris Mila, Lechin Hasuda, Sha'ochlin, Eitzel Ayoles, Chayovin Besukkah. That the Suda of a Bris Mila and the Suda that they eat by a woman who has given birth, so they are obligated in Sukkah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkah Mamadal, Sudas Bris Mila. Hainu, afilu in sar lahem hamakom b'sheves sham, v'iyah shal lahem l'smolach sham kol kach. So this means that even if the sukkah is too narrow for all of the guests to sit there, and is therefore not possible for them to be mesameach so right like so much, still right v'iyah shal lahem l'smolach sham kol kach. B'kol makom chayav in the sukkah, and nevertheless mechuyev in the sukkah. The af al gav the studas mitzvahi, because even though the bris milah, the suda bris milah is a sudas mitzvah, give it right, kibbol shikasu, kasa b'yaradeya, sim rosamechais of your days, kol makom, lo dami the sudas chasad. Still, it's not the same as the meal of a chasad. Why? Shehi mitzvah gedoyla, the sameach chasad b'chala. That's a great, great mitzvah. To be mesameach achosan bekala, the nikreis sudas mitzvah b'chol makom, and it is consistently referred to all over the place as a sudas mitzvah, meaning only this suda. Okay, it's the only one that's referred to by the Gemara explicitly as a sudas mitzvah, that of celebrating a chasana gahakt. Whereas, okay. Abalzeh eino mitzvah kol kach. Whereas the Suda of a Bris Mila is not such a great mitzvah, then Kain Dai Lahem Ba'asara Anoshim. If that's the case, then it is sufficient for there to be just 10 people, and that's why it would not be the same. Umikomakom B'shmiri Atzeres Imroitzim Yecholim Lechol B'bayis B'sudas Bris Mila. Very interesting. He says, but when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, obviously talking about Chutz Laretz, so there, if they wish, they can eat in the house during the meal of the Bris Mila, because since the Chiyuv to eat in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is only Midrabanan, okay, one can be Mekel and rely on those who allow eating the Suda of a Bris Mila outside the Sukkah. The same applies to the meal, which I don't know, we don't have it today, eaten there with the Yoledes, one who gave birth. Okay, let's move like to Zion. Shluchei mitzvah p'turin min ha-sukkah. Bein bayoyim, bein malayla. Famous Mishnah there in Sukkah. So this sif has the Shulchan Aruch focusing on the issue of people traveling to a mitzvah for the sake of a mitzvah and their obligations. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that people traveling for a mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah, they're going to be potter from Sukkah, both by day and by night. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Shluchei mitzvah kegon sheholeich lahakbil pnei rabo. Person who's going to greet his Rebbe. Duah. Right? Just stop. To greet his Rebbe. That's a mitzvah b'tnei atzma, believe it or not. Right? There's a mitzvah to respect a Rebbe by visiting him specifically during the Chag, by the way. All right? That's like a special time to also call the Rebbe if you can't, you know, you can't go visit him, but in those days, they didn't, you know, couldn't call. You had to go visit. They probably, the mitzvahs today probably go also if you can. There is a Noda B'Yehuda who actually maintains that nowadays this mitzvah doesn't apply, because he maintains that since we can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which is the mitzvah of visiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his courtyard, so we can't give the impression that we're giving more honor to flesh and blood, even a Rebbe, than that of going to the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, he has basis for this. It's a heavy duty sugya. Okay, some actually understand this is a mitzvah derabanan, not a mitzvah deraisa. Anyway, olu mo taira, yeah, for sure. It's you're on a traveling to learn taira. Olu pidyon shvuyim, or to redeem captives. V'chayotzei bazeh. All these individuals are p'turim in Asukah. Afilu k'sivkat l'amad vav. Afilu b'shas chani yasan. This is even when at the time, B'shas Chani Yasson means even while they stop over, right? When they you know, go they camp out, they sleep over, and they have a lot. Look what he says. The Yeshlef name Sukkah Benuya, and this is even if they have a built sukkah in front of them, meaning not only are they not mechuyev to build a sukkah in which to go ahead and sit, but they're also we're seeing it a potter even from sitting in already existing sukkah. Now, the words here, you know, he uses the term v'yesh lifneihem sukkah benuya, lifneihem in front of them, which is a little misleading. Sounds like if there's a sukkah which they can use, okay. You know, it sounds like even if they could use a sukkah without any difficulty at all, they're not obligated, right? It's right in front of them. So we're going to see, that's not so simple, because we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah coming up is going to say that if there's a sukkah which they can use without any difficulty at all, then they're going to be mechuyev. So the way they explain this away is that it must be referring to a situation in which there is a built sukkah where they have stopped over, but it's still some distance and there's still some degree of difficulty. So in that situation, they are going to be putter, even though it's theoretically possible for them to go into the sukkah. That's how some want to explain it, although it's a little shver in the lashon. In fact, there are some that want to say that the Mishnah Berurah is actually saying that even while they stop and they don't, that like it's like a toast. It's not the yesh lifneihem sukkah benuya, the ein lahem sukkah benuya, or I don't know how else they garish it, but that's the lifneihem. Okay, so anyway, that's the bottom line. So in terms of the bottom line, halacha l'maisa, based on the steer that we're going to see coming up in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, is that their putter when they stop over. And even if there's some tircha, but if, as we're going to see coming up, if there is a situation where they can totally do it without any tircha at all, they should do it, as we're going to see coming up. Okay, sif katan lamed zayin bein ba yoyim ubein ba laila. Right, sif katan lamed zayin. Haynu afilu holchim rak bayom p'turim gam ba laila. Means even if they travel only by day, they're going to putter also at night. Why? Because they're busy with thoughts and plannings and all that kind of stuff with the mitzvah for its optimal performance. And this is all included in being involved in a mitzvah. And therefore, someone in this situation is going to be potter from other mitzvahs. See earlier, Simon Ches. Now, he's going to come to this. This is the Mishnah Berurah I was talking about. The Muchach Sham, the Dafkish, you should start with the Prach after a Sukkah. Specifically, where he has to have some Tircha involved in going after the Sukkah, going and utilizing that Sukkah. But if it's a totally situation where he doesn't have to trouble himself at all to go in the Sukkah, it's like right where he's gonna lodge out. He goes, Shiyesh Sukkah Mizumenas, the funnel. Mamish has a Sukkah right in front of him. Sarach Lichnais, the Sukkah. Then he would have to go in the Sukkah, the Lechal, the Lishon Sham, and eat and sleep there. The main yichol nishan kol kach betov basukah biyigayim b'machar v'lo yichul l'kayim amitzah karoi p'tur. But if the nature of sleeping in that sukkah would be a scenario where it's going to be more difficult for him to perform the mitzvah if he's going to sleep in the sukkah even if it's before him, then he would still be what? Then he would still be potter from the mitzvah sukkah at night, even when he is just walking by and traveling by day. Sif Ches. Holchei Drachim Bayoyim. What happens if people are traveling by day? Not the mitzvah, but they're traveling. Pturim min asukah bayoyim. So there, people are on a trip, okay? They are potter from sukkah during the day. V'chayovim b'layla, but they're obligated at night. So let's say you're traveling, right? And you're, let's say, on a plane during sukkah, so things like that. It's not like you're being mevatel, the mitzvah of, right? Or even if you're driving the whole time and you have to eat, you're traveling, so you can eat, you're allowed to. Now, people, you know, try their best, like when they're traveling, not to, you know, eat the full kibbutz and things like that, of pas. But really, make our din, you are putter when you're traveling by day. And then he says, holche drachen balayla, turin balayla. People are traveling at night, they're putter at night, the chayavim by yom, and the chayav by day. And the Rama adds, tikdafka kishayuchal upsai sukkah. This is only if they can find a sukkah. But if they, right, aval and ainam moitzim sukkah, yuchal lalech ledarkam, ap shavo yeshu ba lo yom velo laila. But if they're unable to find a sukkah, they can go on their way, even if they will not sit in a sukkah by day or night. In other words, you don't have to cancel your trip if where you're going to be sleeping, there's no sukkah, there's no possibility for a sukkah. Like all the rest of the year, person doesn't, okay, not go traveling. Okay, if he can't, right, if he can't, you know, be in his home, if he can't be, right, that would be like a teshuva kein tadur scenario. People don't prevent themselves from going on by their way because they can't be in their house. Potter af belayla, and even though he's only walking by day, he's going to be potter at night. Dein lasos lo sham dira. Okay, he doesn't have to make a resident for himself. He doesn't have to build a sukkah in that place just because he's traveling wherever he finds himself. V'ha'olchim l'kvarim. Okay, let's stop. But this is for the Mishnah Berurah. We'll end with this. Mishnah Berurah sif katan lamites holchei drachim. So this is, what's the basis of this p'tur? This Torah is not based on Osek L'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah like we had in Zion, but this is based on Teishukein Teduru Am Rachmanah. The Yadua, we know, Shalom Dabar Beso, when a person lives in his house, Rishayim Maishashon, the rest of the year, Eyom Nimna Nutsoa, people don't stay back from traveling because, oh, we're not going to be in our house. They're very lazy, Eyom Maniach Hasa Beso, there's no problem leaving your home to go traveling during the year. You don't have to be in a sukkah because it's Teishukein Teduru. You leave your sukkah to go, you leave your home to go traveling. Meaning, you don't want, while you're traveling, you don't have to wait to eat when you reach a sukkah. When you're eating, you have a sukkah, without any Torah. That's if you're sleeping in a place where there it's a city or a residential area. Okay? Even if in the place where he is sleeping, like Motel 6 is owned by a guy, and there's no sukkah in his particular motel that he's sleeping in, wherever he is, unlike by the case of Osek B'Mitzvah, here he has to go and look out, and even if it's some Torah, he has to go and seek out a sukkah when he is lodging, if he's only traveling by day. Sif, katan. Right, mem days. Aval enam meitzim sukkah. So what the Rama say? You can still go ledarkam even if you're not going to have a sukkah there. Or to lomar shishtadel v'lo matzah sukkah sivasa. Let's say you try to find a what? You try to find a place that's going to be close to where you're going to be stopping at night, but there's no sukkah around. He says there yuchal lechol v'lalun. You'll be able to eat and lodge. Also mako in that place believe sukkah. Enam mechuyev. Enam mechuyev lasos sukkah. Enam mechuyev to build a sukkah. He can just go. Even if he goes in his home, when he's leaving, he's not going to find a sukkah. Let's say beso, he can from the start leave his house. So we have a klal. Okay. Okay. Where did we stop? Did we stop? In the Ramah, we stop where?
Is that after
the Ramah? Oh, okay. So the A, the Alpha P, Rak Bayom, Patra Palaila, the A, so slow, Sham Dira. Oh, it's a low man, Mr. Barusif, cut the Mem Gimel, the A, so Sham Dira. Oh, it's a low man, Hecha, the A, Motse Sukkah, A, Mechuyev, Lasos Michadash. Meaning, if he doesn't find a Sukkah, he is not Mechuyev to go ahead and build one, Mechadash, in this scenario where he is traveling. So it comes out as follows. When we're talking about Shluchei Mitzvah, there he's potter from any tircha to find the sukkah. But if he has a sukkah mamish there by Osek Mitzvah, then he should go in. By what? Holchei Drachim, he is going to be chayiv to find a sukkah if he can find one. If it's going to be even if it's on tercha, but he doesn't have to go to the extent where he's going to actually have to build a sukkah. Even by what? Even by Holchei Drachim ad kan.